Miss Austin and I have come from the Children's Museum. Raise your hand if you've ever been to the Louisiana Children's Museum.
Irini Relakas talks to a class inside Arthur Ashe Charter School in Gentilly. 4 to 6-year-olds enrolled in a Nord summer camp sit before props and a small puppet theater. Relakas and her partner, Allison Austin, explain that they're here for something called Play Power.
Today is really exciting because instead of taking a field trip to the Children's Museum, we have taken a field trip to you guys. So Miss Austin and I do a program called Play Power, where we do art and games and lessons, and we talk about a lot of different things in Play Power.
This year we're really focusing on resiliency, so just building up kids' self-esteem and confidence and their ability to bounce back from any kind of daily trauma or even more, you know, disaster-related trauma that they may experience. Letting them develop socially and emotionally in a healthy, safe space where they feel like they can be their own person and have fun and not be so worried about a test or, you know, making a great grade, just being a kid and having a great time.
First things first, the kids introduce themselves.
My name is Dan, and what I like to do outside is play with my big brother. He's 24 and he's about to make 25 in November.
My name is Amari, and I like to go outside to go in the pool.
My name is Vance, and I like to go outside and play with my dog, Honey.
Then they get ready to read and act out The Lorax by Dr. Seuss.
Are there trees in The Lorax?
Yes!
Yes! Okay. And do trees grow big and tall and strong?
Yes!
Okay, so I need everybody to get down and pretend that you're a seed. Like this. And Miss Arini's gonna walk around and water us, okay? Miss Arini, can you come walk around and water us?
This is a really big rainstorm.
Relakas reads as kids act out the parts of the Onceler, the Truffula trees, and of course, the Lorax.
The grass was still green, and the pool was still wet, and the clouds were still clean.
For those of you who need a little refresher, The Lorax is a children's story of environmental degradation. Truffula trees are chopped down by the Onceler to make things called thneeds. The factory churns, the air fills with smoke, and the animals, who can no longer survive in the environment, leave. Allison Austin points to a mostly blank piece of white paper hanging on the wall.
We have a mural over there that we made, and so it's all desolate, and so they have to transform it into a beautiful space inspired by the Lorax. So we're going to talk about, contrast and compare the environment after the Onceler came to before the Onceler. We're going to ask them which environment they'd rather live in and why, and they have to transform all that barren drawing over there into something beautiful.
With this lesson, we're trying to focus on trying to gain control over situations around us that we don't necessarily have control over. So what can we do with really big issues like environmental degradation and pollution, all these issues that impact us? Trying to make them feel like they have control over a situation.
Eileen Engel, the community engagement manager for Louisiana Children's Museum, says Play Power was started after Katrina to make a place for kids to heal.
It got started in 2006 and it's still going on because it provides a safe place for kids to learn about their feelings and about their community and about their environment, which nowadays teachers have so little time to treat those things. You know, we're in a test-sensitive environment and emotions aren't on standardized tests, so.
Learn more about the Louisiana Children's Museum at WWNO. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.